Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This episode is brought to you by Montgomery Lifestyle. Montgomery Lifestyle is based in Mullingar, County Westmeath, and we love that because it's the Midlands where we're from. All Irish handmade gifts from beauty to lifestyle. Their products can be personalised as well, and they're perfect gifts for him or for her. So if you have any birthdays coming up, wedding anniversaries or Christmas presents, it's a perfect place for you. All available on the website at montgomerylifestyle.ie. Welcome to the Two Culchies podcast. I'm Alan Cawley.
And I'm Kieran Corrigan.
And we are the
Two Culchies.
Yahoo, yahoo.
Alan, you're very serious there, the way you come in, like, welcome to the Two Culchies.
Well, I'm trying to get on
podcast.
Radio here, Kieran, aren't
oh,
I?
Oh, like, God. Yeah. Look, you're not on it yet, Alan.
No, I'm not.
We'll
trying.
Get you there. We'll get you there. We'll get you there.
Listen to us every week for the Culchie Crack. We'll have a guest or two on, and
they're brilliant guests we've lined up. Absolutely brilliant guests. And Shalok, what more would you want with the two of us? And
we're raw as ropes, but we're your pure ropes.
Hopefully we'll be in your ears when you're out walking, bouncing, doing whatever you're doing.
Doing the couch to 5K.
Yeah.
Make sure to share as well. Thanks, guys. Yeah.
Share. Lads, we're back.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back
to hello. Here we go.
Oh, Jesus.
Lads, we're back. Season two, huh?
8 months break and we're back to him talking over to me. Well, when was it?
I know, it was only about 6 months for that, but I'm trying to pin you down, Alan. Busy, busy, busy. Going here, going there. About 365 days in the year and I say you've 360 buttons.
Jesus.
That's a fact.
He's not wrong.
No, you can't laugh yet now because you're hidden.
That's our guest coming in quick.
An absolute legend.
Welcome back to the Two Culchies podcast. I'm the number one Culchie, Alan, and then the number two last after me is Kieran.
And I'm after coming up. Where am I?
You're in Dublin, in Knocklyon.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was actually horrendous to drive coming up because I brought a can of Diet Coke with me. And I'm not sponsored, by the way. We're open to it though, Diet Coke. And I was coming up the road anyway, flying along, and I was bursting to go to the toilet. Alan and his husband were here when I came in the door, and I was absolutely bursting. I barged in the door, and
oh, you like barreled in the door and then fallen into the bathroom.
Bursting.
No manners.
So I want to know how, first off, before we get into anything, is how do you do? Do you go in cups or something when you're going up the road, like all the traffic?
No, I just don't have a bladder problem.
See,
problems,
we're grand,
so
the ditches
fine,
and all like... that kind of stuff we can pull in. Ah, chronic altogether, so it is. And the traffic lights, you go green for 2 seconds and then they're red again.
God, you're wound today, aren't you?
I know, yeah, I'm all really excited. It's like, really, geez. Really excited for season two to get going.
And as you
and can... to kick it off with this guest is unbelievable. Unbelievable.
We have Michelle Regasoli Stone, MRS, or as some people call you, they're not meant to really, is Mrs. Makeup.
Yep, buy it.
delighted.
You're a dub, but you're really a Culchie, aren't you? Like, at heart.
I think that's how you fell in love with me.
Yeah, because you go on like a Culchie.
Yeah, I do. Well, I have loads of Culchie relatives, but I am like a pure dub. So my dad is like full of the one-liners. So I have that wit. And then I have that little Culchie element because I have family in Offaly and Cavan. And then I just travel the whole country for my job. So I just take a bit from everybody and just have a crack, you know?
Offaly, like, it's one of the best places. I could see you actually living in Offaly, Michelle. It's probably one of the best places in Ireland.
If she was in Offaly, where would Michelle be living?
Nice. Kinnity.
No, she wouldn't be Kinnity. She'd be Banagher. No. Down by the Shannon.
I'd be Pulla.
Oh, I'm Pulla, by.
You've probably travelled the length and breadth of the country.
I once went to Cork on a Thursday, to Galway on a Friday, and Donegal on a Saturday. And I did the whole Wild Atlantic Way. We have the most beautiful country in the world.
So you did the long way?
I did the long way because they're wild. Like to see things go through the burn and the whole shebang. But I would say I have travelled every single road in this country.
But Michelle, it's like we were saying there before we kicked off, because I'm now travelling up here to give Alan a break, the creator. He wasn't able for the travelling up and down, you know, the diesel was going through the roof, do you know what I'm saying? But I was just saying coming up, like, it's actually a break to driving though. Do you find that, like, when I was coming up an hour and a half, I was like, there was no one in the back of the car going, oh, give me juice, Bob, or they're beating the head off each other in the back of the car, like, you know, it was actually a break for it.
Well, Michelle probably has her as well reared, so
excuse me, Alan, now you trot on there now, ours are well reared. The kids, what were you like when you were a little thing down in Port Leash on the streets,
probably knick-knacking? Tension seeker.
Yeah, I can imagine. Probably like going around knocking on all the grannies' doors.
My mother said there was a fierce one to me.
Yeah.
One, did you ever hear that one? Fierce one.
I want for a baby.
A bit wild, yeah. It was a bit of a rogue, all right.
I say you were now the teenager. Alan, apologize. I say you were a raver. Like.
I was.
Alan,
yeah,
apologize.
Was.
I'm not apologizing.
Apologize. Apologize later when I have a few apologize things to apologize
season
for.
Season 2, episode 1, that's it.
I should me and Michelle take over the grand.
Now, I have to ask, right? Because my mom calls Kulchies Kulchies. I'm like, Mom, you can't say that anymore. And obviously we're in this massively politically correct world nowadays, and I totally get it, and there's a place for most of it, but like, do you get offended if someone from Dublin calls you Kulchi?
I am a Kulchi.
No.
It's like, would you get offended for being called a Dub?
No.
Or a Jackeen?
Would you get offended, Alan, for being called a Townie?
No, sure, I'm a Townie.
Yeah.
So, well, my mum and dad are Townies, but they're Dublin Townies.
Well, see, we're Kulchi Townies. Townies. So like, you've Port Leash, which is the town.
I'd say though now, we're fine, but I'd say like in 10 years time, if you ask our kids, are you a Kulchi, they'll probably get offended.
Oh, yeah. Generation Z, they get offended over Anton, though, wouldn't they?
Oh, generation what?
Z.
So right at the end of it, like the end of the alphabet.
I was at home today with my sister, who's only back from Saint-Tropez, living her best life, but we watched the Little Mermaid movie, the new one. And I thought to myself, because I'm such a Disney creature. Oh, yeah. Any Disney movie, and Alessa was dancing, my little daughter. And I was like, she's the next generation of Disney princesses.
Yeah.
But in our lifetime, and this is probably very controversial, we'll probably never see a Disney princess again, because there won't be the role of the Prince Charming that saves the damsel in distress or any of those things, because that won't be...
Probably be a cat or something saving it.
Well, we'll have the Disney movies, but like any of the old ones we'll still have, but any new ones will be very careful with like roles and stuff like that.
Oh my God, I know actually I'm coming on to you because the Little Mermaid, there's a big thing about that at the minute. They're saying it's basically like, oh, she's too dependent on men or there's something like that, isn't it? Or
So you'll never see Sleeping Beauty. You'll never see Beauty and the Beast.
But she woke up, she's gone in the run, bless her.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But there was meant to be Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, but it got axed.
Why?
Well, you know, because at the start of all those movies now, there's a disclaimer that it's like, you do not agree with the things at these times. Yeah.
Honestly?
Yeah.
Because like, I know, we're gone mad, lads.
You have to be like, I can understand Snow White one, because that is offensive.
Because she fell asleep?
No.
With seven men.
Yeah, but the seven dwarfs, obviously, that's
Sorry. I didn't get that at all.
You talk about Joan falling asleep. I suppose there's consent issue as well. Is that what you're thinking?
That's exactly.
There was, because she was getting snogged when she was asleep. So that's the other controversy as well.
Now, moving on from the...
Pinocchio.
This is a serious
topic. Oh, Pinocchio.
Like, Pinocchio drinking beer and smoking cigars. Like,
Which your pedo, is it? That relationship was a bit odd as well.
Maybe let's not bring that.
Let's cut that bit. Let's get away from the Disney movies and the controversy.
I'm sweating here. Can we open the door?
No, stop. Because the noise. Relax now. Look. Breathe in. Take a bit of your cup on tea now and we'll get in.
I think Peter has put something in my tea.
You wish. Don't flatter yourself. So Michelle, would it be true to say that you were one of the first kind of well-known movers around, really? Like, to kind of like, obviously there was makeup artists around, but the kind of first known, one of the biggest ones on Instagram and kind of things like that.
Yeah, it was one of them.
Yeah.
It was one of them. And I look at a lot of the same people now and we're all in and around the same following and still doing the same type of things, which is really nice. So, yeah, I suppose I was.
Yeah. And you still do weddings a lot, don't you?
This particular year, I pulled back purely to rear my kids.
Yeah.
Because I've spent the last 10 or 12 years saving to build a house and building a house and moving into a house and then making more babies. So I pulled back on them this year, but I have literally
pulled back and make more babies. You're gonna have any more babies?
Yeah, that's done now.
Yeah,
Shop. Put a fork in it. We're done.
Good luck. But come here, what people like probably don't realize it, because you know when you can see like everything go like everything on Instagram, whatever. But you don't realize you're up at like could be like 4 o'clock to get yourself ready and be gone, or like 5 o'clock. That they're long, long days. Yeah. And would you believe I was actually I actually came up to this. I seen it on TikTok the other day. Orna was ready to thump the head of me when she came home. She'd new Rebeluna makeup brushes upstairs that like Lauren gave her last year. Mm. And I seen a video on TikTok and I got the biggest brush out of the set and put the sun cream on them. It's putting it on Bonnie Messon. But you know, your hand did actually get tired after a while doing it. All seriousness.
Yeah. No, it is. It's intense, but it's fabulous. Yeah. Like I was saying earlier on, Imagine painting all the emotions of the day and the happiness and the sadness and the drama. Loads of drama.
Oh, yeah. And the ska.
You'd be better into it.
Yeah, I do love the drama. Well, I just know that.
Are we trying? You know what I mean?
You know, yeah.
You're very good though, because you're like, obviously you didn't do my makeup because I don't wear makeup at the wedding, but you came over and kindly did. We got married in Italy, me and Peter, and you did our two mams and all the bridesmaids. Yeah. And like everyone commented how personable you are. Like you were just like a friend, you know, with people, the way you talk, like, because you actually are like...
For anyone that can't see, like, Michelle touched Alan on the shoulder. What you say, you're great, Alan.
And I consented, so it was fine. Yeah. But no, you're very personable. You show you're a very kind person, and you kind of like, you have time for everyone, and everyone commented on that. And I think that's testament to you, and that's why you're so popular as well, because...
Ferg, you wouldn't have a tissue there, would you, just to wipe the shite from Alan's mouth there, because he's licking that much.
Though, like, do you know what I mean? I wouldn't say it if I didn't.
Oh, Michelle, you're brilliant.
No, but she is.
Like, I know, she is, yeah. She's like a legend.
Like you've been well known for a long time, but you'd stop anyone talking with anyone in the street and you'd have the laugh. Like you'd never be able to put your head up and kind of walk on.
But you
and not that you should do, but a lot of people do that.
Get a word in it,
and you're not like that. And I think that's why the reason why there hasn't been really much controversy over you over the years, and why you're well liked, is because you give time for everyone.
Well, see, I was just going to say that you can tell from you that you're like, you like to see people doing well. And I think we're in a time now where people don't like to see each other doing well. And like, even coming here tonight, like, you know, that kind of way, like,
yeah,
it's nice. And thanks so much for coming along. But it is nice to support each other and stuff like that. And you can see it from you. Do you know that kind of way? And what I love about you and your page is you're really, really family orientated. Yeah. And you can see it like glows through your page. So that's the nice thing about it.
I think when you come from a family that will always keep you grounded. Yeah. And I'm so grateful for each and every one of them, even though like I kill them sometimes and all that. You know, my mom and dad are townies. They're from Dublin City. And they always wanted to be more, but never in a superficial, like narcissistic type of a way. It was all about getting out there, making a hard day's living, paying your taxes, paying your mortgage, paying all those things, and just being a good person. Some people say to me, "You're so down to earth." I'm like, what other way would I be?
Yeah.
But I get what else they're watching online for the people who have changed, because there's so many of them in the industry who have totally changed.
But I think a lot of them probably have changed. You know, they kind of have to. That's the, not like persona, but that's like the, what they're building, you know, that kind of way. But
yeah,
then I think some people just run away.
No, but I think it's the way some people change is they wouldn't give you the time of day.
The funny thing about it is now the way it's all gone, you could be hacked in the morning, you'd be gone.
Yeah.
Do you know, here I am, say 102 times followers, wake up in the morning, if not, and credit cards outstanding, good luck.
Yeah.
Do you know, like Andrea ringing you like, no more, Kieran, no more jobs. You're gone.
Yeah, I know, you're used to
it. And I think it'd be hard build again.
I think if I was hacked, I'd be gone.
Really? Like,
I'd be gone. Yeah.
No, I think because if you, like, just say if one of your pages were hacked and, do you know, all your friends and people online would like, oh, make sure this person's page is hacked in the chair. I've seen it before and they do actually. Was it James Kavanagh's page was hacked a few years ago?
I seen one or two and it was a bit suspicious.
And then he was chaired and he got back up. So there is a bit of that as well.
I seen one or two that got like hacked and they were like, oh, my page is gone. Everyone's sharing them. And then the new page would have more followers than the old page. And then all of a sudden the old page comes back and they're like, oh, I'm on
Nancy
to you
Drew,
now.
Nancy Drew.
I'm on to you, you clever.
Were you saying that you'd set up an OnlyFans? Is that what you said?
If I wasn't married and didn't have kids.
I do it then. If
obviously. You're a hungry whore.
But she looked
They're making
a fortune on it, lads.
See, I couldn't with the mother.
Why?
Because you couldn't. Mammy wouldn't like that now. Like.
When you're a mad teenager, you can't give them a mad...
No. Your mother changed your nappy. She's seen your ding-a-ling. So it's no problem.
Yeah.
And if you turned up to mom, like, here, mom, after buying you Mercedes.
She wouldn't care. No, that wouldn't impress her. No, that wouldn't impress her.
Sometimes I say, if you kind of gave them a run now as a teenager, oh, yeah, you can't ruin their adults.
Can't be pulling me wire off myself on Nolly fans. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I couldn't.
No. We'll put balaclava on you and just touch up.
You'd have to be doing weird stuff.
We'll gag you and put balaclava.
If you're not well known, you'd have to be doing weird stuff online to make the few bob. You'd have to be involved with feet or doing funny stuff.
TikTok, lads. I can't get a hang of TikTok at all.
No, either can I. And I don't want something else. I just don't
I'm too long at the tooth.
But I actually was listening to someone there recently, and they were kind of like, if you're good at what you're good at, like you're good at your Instagram, stick with that. Do that. Stay going with that. Like, an Insta's going nowhere.
With TikTok, you scroll, and it's pure junk.
Yeah.
Like, fair enough, I probably need to follow more people, but I'm not into it to do that. But like,
I think
I don't really know.
TikTok's great for like, if you're like, just say, I'm obsessed with Housewives, so if I'm going to keep watching Housewives content, you'll get the algorithm and you'll be served a lot of that content. Oh. So I'm not actually following one person for particular content. I'm just getting the algorithm, getting all the type of content from that tag. But I think Instagram's more you follow people to actually follow their content or their lives. And TikTok is more after a theme.
The people I follow, and I don't even use me for, I use the For You page. I don't even follow the people I'm
on TikTok. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, so.
But I love Instagram search.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm a hooer for a good fall.
Oh, yeah.
So I keep tapping in on people falling.
Clicking on the tags.
Now I'm like, these are actually really bad falls. Like, that's not that funny. But some kid misses, like,
I think when Instagram is going to nail it is, do you know when people can, do you know, like, if you put up a reel or a grid post and, like, people comment underneath it, I think when you can start sending voice notes back to those messages, I think it's going to like explode.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be their next thing. Do you know that kind of way? If it's like, imagine Mary.752631 million sends you a post, a bad message or something, if you could write back a message.
Like, or like a voice note to the trolls.
Back to the message and just go, look, Mary, sure, look it. Fuck it.
Yeah. Fuck off, Mary.
Fuck off, Mary. Yeah.
Fuck off, Mary. Do you know that kind of way?
See, there's a lot of them out there now. Like, to be fair now, you're like...
Oh, I'd be absolutely...
You're to be riddled with the trolls, don't you? You are, though, like...
I don't know why, like, because I'm actually...
I don't know why either. Myself I have and my say, mother love you.
I got in... I think I kind of got in with somebody in the beginning. Amazon, like, shared on pages and stuff like that. And I think I kind of got a lot of there.
So Sue shared you a good bit at the start, didn't she? Oh,
she's a legend,
well?
Yeah. She shared me. I started off my page on the Wednesday and the Friday night, so Sumi shared me, and then she woke up to, like, I think it's 15,000 followers. Then it just kind of grew, you know, that kind of way.
Yeah.
But I love it, lads. I absolutely love
But I think,
media.
Do you know what
you
I
have
think
to.
A bit as well? Yeah, if you share a lot of your life.
Ah, yeah.
Do you know, people will
don't
go
say,
for
Alan,
the more.
If you, no, I'm saying,
but but if you share, the more you share your life. No, the more you share your life, the more people feel they've the right to comment on stuff. Do you know that kind of way? And the more, and I think if you're a bit outspoken as well, which you are,
How am I outspoken?
Outspoken as in, like, you're loudmouth in a good way. Do you know, as in you talk about different things.
How many
things.
Episodes do we sign up for you for?
I'm a loud man as well. But you know what I mean? Like, I don't really, like, share much about myself on it.
Yeah, no, you don't, in fairness, yeah.
Do you know, that kind of way, like, so, and I don't...
What do I? Going to work, doing me bits.
Yeah, but just stuff at home with Orna and things in your life and children.
Won't hit
so
the
people,
back of me throat.
Won't touch the back of me throat. I to stop the mug, I'd break the bridge of your nose.
Why?
Actually, I was being reported for it left, right and centre. And I was like, ah, lads, it's only a scene. Do you know that kind of way? I had to stop that.
This is my point.
I'd break the bridge of your nose. I was like, do you know, bringing on.
Who's bridged the nose of your brain?
So nobody's.
No, but who did
a
they
little
say?
Gentle eyelashed, eyebrowed little fella from Offaly with two kids.
Yeah.
Is getting reported over and a teacup.
Nothing gentle about teacup. Him, Michelle.
A little gentle. Look at his little.
He might be little though, but he's not gentle.
Little
we actually took a photo here in the house for you, Kevin Michelle. I got Peter to take one of me of Alan. I'll pop it up there in a while. And Alan put his arm around me. The weight of his arms. Like, he must be working.
You're more out here.
He's a big 7 foot yoke, the length of him. Yeah, no wonder you have high ceilings here in the house. Fabulous house.
Me and Peter obviously over six four and a half.
Taller.
And then our producer Farag is like 6'3" and a bit as well. And then nine, Kieran coming in. You're not even that small. But you're like little Tumbelina coming in, weren't you? Tinkerbell.
Coming in across
little
the kitchen.
Spinner.
You're some York as well, yeah.
But come here, I want to get back onto the trolling because, like, I haven't even said too much to you about it. Like, I know you're aware and everything, but you do get an awful...
Oh, sure, look, I've been through the therapy, through the antidepressants and the whole lot and everything when I first started off. Like, yeah,
don't
but sure, it was just really bad.
Oh,
like,
yes,
it just, I remember when I first seen it, and, like, I can't say too much, but, like, when I first became aware of like that forum or whatever online, like
Tattle.
Yeah.
Jesus. Don't name it.
Oh, Tattle, Tattle. Only Cattle use Tattle.
It's not even user friendly.
No.
It's hard to navigate around.
I remember when I first seen it, it was kind of like, oh my God, this is like really self-harming reading this shit. And yeah. It actually was a form of self-harming. You were going on and reading this shit.
Oh yeah, you were like, yeah.
And it was, and you knew it was all lies, you know, that kind of way. But then like, it takes you a while.
Go to the depths of your
Michelle.
Core. It is absolutely horrific.
Yeah, like it's just, like it's really, but
shit, you didn't even know about yourself. You're like, oh.
I found the hardest part was when, no one, my family was reading it. Do you know that kind of way?
Yeah.
And that, and then I was kind of like, oh Jesus, this worth this. But then, do you know what? After a while, you just, your skin, it just grows.
Yeah.
It's like when you read it, you're like an onion, all your layers fall off and then you just slowly build them back on.
Yeah.
And then like someone could stand in front of me now and say the worst thing to me. And I was like, that's on you. Look, move on. Good luck. Mind yourself.
It's tightened you.
Yeah. Do you know that kind of way?
Nobody will ever stand in front of you.
That's the thing about it. Like
it's when it's anonymous and they can lie. That's why I don't go near it. Yeah. Never, ever, ever. And if anyone in my family or around me reads it, I don't want to know. I don't.
Yeah, no, you're right.
On it, have
you? I've been on it once in 2020, I'm going to say. I feel like it was like a lockdown-y type
COVID
time.
Done it, like brought it all
That's
about.
Really when it took off, actually, even though it's been around a while.
So I think that was it. I was like, oh, I'll just see what they're saying. And of course, it was like reactions from like people have done makeup on and this, that, and the other. And I had one experience where this particular person who was writing about me, and I was like, I believe she's saying those things are so nasty and awful. And two of her friends came to my house for a lesson. Ugh. So everything she wrote about herself online, about her sickness, about her dog, about her car, about whatever conversation she got into, her friends basically confirmed everything. So she
was anonymous, but she, whatever she
never
wrote,
anonymous,
the story
Alan,
she wrote,
always
people herself. Knew who it was.
There's five bloggers that she'd write about. Oh. So if you tap on this person's name or profile, all her conversation comes in. So if she's talking about anyone, I'm not going to name people, you could see. So if somebody was sick and she's like, oh, I've gone through that too, they need to get over themselves. Or somebody had a dog, oh, I have a dog, they need to get over themselves. Whatever nasty shite she was talking about these people, it was all coming, like one after the other. So because I had done such a good job on her wedding makeup, her two friends booked to come to me for a lesson.
And so this one, you done her makeup?
Bad mouthing me and my skill and my this and the other.
Ah, no, no one could come for your, like, your skill as a makeup. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but Alan, you see, it's never true.
I know, but go for something that could be a bit more believable.
Just doesn't like me.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, she said I didn't post her picture after her wedding day. So what happens then?
Was she bet down now? Why you did? I'm joking.
She didn't give me a fucking glass of water.
Oh, well, there
you go. Go into someone's house. Yeah. I have some people and they're like, I ordered you breakfast. Hope you don't mind. Yeah. Love a Northy breakfast.
Yeah.
You know, you're getting potato farls and soda bread. But some places, some people don't even offer you a glass of water. So you've been there 6 hours. You're sweating buckets. You're absolutely exhausted or whatever. You after having a journey to get to them. And you're literally just kind of treated a little bit like discarded. You know what I mean? So sometimes you're like, do you know what? Nah.
No.
Just,
yeah.
I'm nice.
Your energy's gone when I'm a guy like, at your door. Good luck.
Yeah, but that's not, people aren't paying for that. So like, that's just some, you do sometimes. Yeah, happy for me to share.
And Michelle.
And sometimes the house turns into complete chaos and I have to get out the door.
Yeah.
So it's nothing to do with me not asking her for a photo or not posting it or whatever. It is actually genuinely because their house is absolute mayhem.
And like, did you ever say it like or to her or blah,
right.
Blah.
So somebody came on to me. A little thing was set up a while ago, the detective, troll detective.
Yeah. Oh my God. But she's like, your IP address is there. Like if someone has your IP address, like and say you're in your house and like you've cameras in your house, they can literally go into your cameras and everything, like your IP address. Once your IP address is there. Out there, and like the thing about those forums and all that kind of stuff, like not going into it now really or anything, but like, do you know if the, like, say the Irish Independent printed a story on you and it was fake? Like you can go after the Irish Independent, like you're liable. Do you know, whereas those forums and like that Tattle is allowing these to be up on it, like false accusations and stuff. Actually, they're going to be done, like, eventually, like, you know, someone is going to get
them. Yeah, something will change with the whole thing. So anyway, these detective trolls got on to me and asked me three questions about this person. And I knew. I was like, that's the date. That's where she was from. And they begged me for her name. But how, like, this could have been her writing to me. So how, like, how do I know?
I know, you're kind of like.
And do, like, what if I'm wrong? You know what I mean?
And you've said a name and blah, blah, blah.
She's exactly who she is. Her friends arrived at my door. Everything. So this woman is like.
Did her friends arrive at your door or they came for a course?
They came for a lesson.
Okay, I thought you were just coming up to
what did they make of it
No,
all?
No. Well, like, Did they? Maybe they did.
Maybe
they didn't
probably
stop
did.
Talking about
yeah.
it. And every single thing that she spoke about online, they mentioned. So they must,
okay,
must have
okay,
something.
Yeah.
So anyway, I wrote to her on Instagram.
No way.
Sorry, I wrote to her. I sent her an email and asked her, would she have any pictures of her wedding day so I could post them online?
Oh.
Because I was doing up my website.
Did you post her?
She never got back to me.
Ah, bet she didn't.
No,
she was half thinking you did that.
Yeah, she's probably divorced by now. It's have an attitude like that, anyway.
Yeah, well, look. Yeah.
It's hard to get rid of someone like
it
that.
It does 100% come down to
it does.
Your mindset.
Their core. I don't care. They're rotten to the core. People say this thing like hurt people hurt. Nah, that no. I'm
have
hurt.
You ever heard of biohacking?
No.
Have you?
Biohacking?
Yeah.
Is that like getting in someone's brain early and kind of
this
like
is getting into your own brain. So biohacking is one of these things that I'm doing a podcast only last week with two women who are massively into aesthetics and skincare and all those things. And they one of the questions they sent me before I got to them was, do you biohack? So I was like, oh my God, I can't believe there's something that a trend that I don't know what they're talking about. So I Googled it and it's basically kind of like different ways biologically you will do things to better yourself.
Okay,
so when they asked me, what is the number one thing that you do for yourself, like with biohacking or wanting to be better or age better or whatever? I said, mindset.
Okay.
Your mindset, doesn't matter what serum you're using, how expensive it is, it's all about what you put out, what you're dreaming of, what you're hoping for.
It is true, isn't it?
I just totally believe being a good person, not doing anyone over.
Yeah.
Putting out positive energy, giving your kids a hug and kiss every night, your partner a little feel of a fiver, all good and good.
Yup, oh, that. It's true though, because I think like I'm not even showing people like I'm sometimes can be a bit dour and I roll my eyes and people talk about manifesting. Yeah. But what I believe is like if you're a decent person and how you interact with people is friendly and you're really nice, you're more likely to get that back than if you're a negative type of person. So that's the way, like, you know, like I put it in kind of layman terms, you're going to get, if you're a nice person, easy to deal with, people then are nicer to you then in return.
Yeah. So your little 5% of nasty little
Yeah. I'd losers. Say 1%.
Like, we'll say 5 to keep it real. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, hopefully it's only 1%.
Yeah.
And these little 5%, you know, God love them.
Oh, God
love 95% them. Of people who I think, though, Michelle,
half of them
me.
Are just writing back to themselves. I think they have multiple accounts and writing back to themselves.
So do I.
Because 100%, if you go in, you can see the spelling.
Think
like,
about it. That's what keeps them relevant. What keeps you relevant?
Exactly.
Your kids,
exactly.
Your house, your beautiful wife, your successful career, your culture mate. What more do you want?
I know, but that's it. But you know, like, it's just, but like, I just don't know where people would have to. I like struggle some days to like, I'm now going down this path where I'm like, right, I'm going to do out like a calendar for my Instagram for like reels and posts and all this kind of stuff to try and get myself organized a little bit better.
Yeah.
Because that's, you know, like, not you though. You're more
I know,
real.
Yeah, but Alan, like, I'm off now on Fridays and Saturdays because Orna's gone back to work. So like, I work Monday to Thursday and I'm off to Friday and Saturday. But like, do you know, you're like, oh, I'm going to do this in the house. But then like, the kids do this, this happens.
No,
this
you're day. Right. Structure is good.
Charlie pisses on the floor and next minute you're kind of like, oh fuck, the dog's after pissing on the floor, Bonnie's after standing in it, after dragging it onto
poor
the couch
Bonnie.
And the whole shebang and everything, you know. Then Teddy's
Bonnie,
there debating so heads off the dirt in the corner and you're like, oh lads, you know.
So you were not getting work done
and
that
then,
day.
Yeah, and then so literally come days. To lunch like it's like a continental lunch, you know, the kind of way.
Or Supermax not touching the back of your throat.
Yeah, into the back of the car, lads. Come on, going into her. Or out to nannies or grannies. Only for the nannies and grannies.
Yeah.
But
only for them.
But I think as well though, like we all say, like, everyone has a bit of a nasty streak in them. I always like slag people if they say something to me. It's like, yeah. Oh, there's a nasty streak in you, or don't be nasty, it doesn't suit you. We all say things like, Joe, like you might, if I want to give out about someone, I might WhatsApp my friend and do it privately between us. And then it stays there. I don't want that person to know because I actually don't want to hurt that person's feelings.
Yeah. Mm. So I'd be nosy. That's my.
Yeah, but like, it's kind of like.
I love a guy who knows.
Do you know, it's not everyone does. We all bitch here and there or say kind of harmless things, but we don't want the other person to know. We don't hurt feelings, but people use that forum to actually hoping people will read it and be hurt. And hopefully that spreads and they get more people involved and given out.
But my sister Selena has a great analogy on the whole thing. And she's like, all the top tiers, which we've all worked very hard for, include you. And, and that's like, I suppose anyone over 100K really, you put have to put so much effort into it. But
sorry, Alan, you'll get to some deeper.
Sorry, Alan. Sorry for your loss.
Sorry, we'll get you there. We'll give you a shout out after the pod.
I'll get you there.
No, do that competition.
The top tier people, obviously we get it an awful lot, or we get it kind of maybe a bit more.
Yeah.
They're trying to knock us off.
Oh.
It's like,
ka-choon. Yeah,
right,
like
she's gone, Brand. Who's next?
Yeah.
Lovely. We got her. And if you falter and you fall to them, Like, they won.
And for what? Like, what? Like, it's all just mad, I think, to hold
things. Like, I don't, because nothing's ever been really said about that me on the forum because I'm not well known enough. But I, like, since we did the podcast, I was kind of like, I was mentioned on your thread a bit. And kind
were
of
you
like,
reading, Alan?
Of course it was. I didn't see it. Wouldn't, but I've had enough said
like
to me.
Like,
I've had enough said to me, so I know I'm good crack. And if someone said it was shite, it wouldn't bother me. But do you know that kind of way? Yeah. If someone said it was ugly or fat now, I'd probably cry. The other thing, it wouldn't bother me.
There, I couldn't see a minute ago.
But, like, no, it was the calmness of giving out.
You have no ditties or nothing. Fine thing.
I'm sucking in here now. I'm sucking 24/7. But, there was nothing, but it was grand. But I only had a little bit said from doing the podcast with you or whatever. But the only bit of stuff I've gotten on Instagram is any freebits.
Oh,
I
no,
get.
Alan.
People
don't
like you getting freebits.
Alan. What? No, you got hard on Instagram a couple of weeks ago because of me.
Because of you as well.
Because of me and Orla. Oh, Michelle, I have to give you the page when we're done here. Oh, this, it was bad. Like.
So it was poor Orna put up something and it was something free again.
She got a gift. And then basically someone wrote and was like
someone said, "Well, oh, that's tack."
That's
just tack.
And I actually wrote back because like I'm logged into Orna's account and Orna's logged into my account or whatever.
Yeah.
Blah, blah. Like, so it'd help each other out like or whatever. You'd never get back to all the messages on your own like.
Yeah.
And I wrote back a tacky comment and then it just exploded from there in. It was like calling Orna ugly, like the state of her, all this kind of stuff. Who do you think you are? Just really,
person follows
really nasty.
Me.
So they can give it to you, but you can't give it back.
And like the best thing about it was then I literally went on, so me being like Detective Kieran, like I love it. I went on and I was like, it was a public page. Like, you know, like, kind of, she wasn't hiding. She was not hiding, like.
Which I actually prefer more.
Yeah.
At least if someone's.
I was like, fair play to you.
Yeah,
like,
totally open. Yeah.
But I ended up searching her name and went on to LinkedIn. And then, like, she absolutely lost the plot because, like, she was like, how dare you look me up on LinkedIn and all this kind of stuff. And
I was
like,
drawn
I just
in
looked
then.
At your name, like, you know, that kind of way. And but I did message her and was kind of like, the job she works in is like a recruitment agency or something. And I was kind of like, basically, you worked with people dealing, like, you know, Orna was actually, I said, we have all the messages. Like, she was actually really nice to you writing backwards. I had just blocked and gone, good luck. Mm. You're taking the energy. But, she lost it. Like, she was getting a solicitor after me and everything. I was like, do you want my address?
For what?
Because basically, I looked up her LinkedIn. And Michelle, that's the thing. When you answer them back, I was like, I love answering them back though.
Yeah.
I love it.
But I was drawn into then as well.
I derised him and then just block it.
They shouldn't have me on a podcast with him and everything. I said, I'm sure I saw what you said as well. You're not harmless.
Yeah.
So like, I'd always have the last word. Like if you kind of.
I don't think you got it that time, did you?
I did, yeah.
Did you get the last one?
Yeah, I did, yeah. So, Kieran, this episode has actually been sponsored by Montgomery Lifestyle. So, this is a brand you know.
I do. I know Derek really, really well. He supports me from day one on social media and he's been at all my shows and stuff. He's an absolute legend. Special shout out to him there. And his products are absolutely fabulous. They're all made here in Ireland and everything. And he's fantastic.
So, it's all kind of like gifts, I suppose. So, if you're kind of wanting to get a gift for
Alan, it's everything, but like his magic wallet, I'll actually have to bring you up one of the wallets next week. You put your money in one side, then it's, I don't know where it goes over to the other side. It's magic and there's no explanation of it. I'll actually bring one up next week. I should have.
Oh, you'll have to.
I will 100%.
And sure, look, we'll share it on our socials as well, but it's a brilliant website. It's great if you're wanting to get gifts for anyone you love.
Especially coming
friends.
Up to Christmas, he's amazing products coming. So he's a new wallet out as well, actually, at the minute. And it can hold so many cards in the back and it's just so slim. And I think it actually goes onto the back of your phone as well.
Up away.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Montgomery Lifestyle.
Yes.
.ie.
Yeah.
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 And I have to say thanks so much because they're the sponsors of this episode.
Yeah, really appreciate it. Thanks a million.
So, and what's great about it is as well, that is Irish local brands.
Exactly. Yeah. And look, as I said, he's based down in Mullingar. Like, so everything is made down in Mullingar, basically.
The Gar.
Yeah. And down in the Gar. So it is. And he's a gas out of York, or Derek is.
All right.
Do you know what's nice now though? If the likes of your favourite troll goes to somebody you work with. Brands now are actually like,
go away from me, will you lunatic.
Yeah.
Go away from me.
Yeah.
God forgive me. Yeah. That's what they're like.
And that's how it should be.
100%. Michelle, if you have that mentality and you have that like time and energy to set up fake accounts and like use like fake emails and everything, like, no, you're not getting my attention. Go away from me.
I went on holidays Portugal for 3 weeks.
I seen you something up
last
about
two,
that.
Last 2 weeks, July, first week of August.
Yeah, I was very jealous of it. It looked amazing.
Yeah, it was fantastic. And I did it for my family. Like,
yeah,
it's just what I wanted to do. And every day of the holiday, this person just kept at me and at me and at
replying
me.
Replying to your stories. Like,
replying to my stories and just calling me out for...
And was it anonymous or public?
It's because after you're on having Hollybox. Two babies and finally I'm starting to look and feel like myself again. And I might put a particular outfit
Orna
on.
Orna says she's only feeling like herself after 2 years. Teddy's two. It's yeah, like, I hear exactly. you, what you're saying. Like,
so I'd have a little top on or a little skirt. Like, that does nothing for you. It's like, oh. And then does other less things, for you. Like, just constant. I just got to a stage where it was like, and I'd block her and she'd set up a new account. Who has that time in their life?
Like, what did you do to warn them to keep coming for you?
You're successful. You're successful. That's what it is. It kills people, I think, to see
people don't
people
like the
successful.
Freebies either.
What's free? You work for it.
No, but just say if you're getting gifting or something.
Yeah, but you're working
like
for that.
Well, I take the hand and all nothing, off someone if they're off.
Nothing
for free.
Is free. Yeah. You benefit in kind.
I'd say back,
nothing.
Would you not? Like, I get bits of aftershave or like chocolate. And
I know
like,
you declare it and you benefit in kind.
Well, put on PR or gifting. Well, for some, I said, would you not take it? So if you were offered that, would you not take it? Oh, well.
Does that bother you though?
No, it doesn't bother me at all.
Like, no, yeah, she's smelling lovely.
I was wondering, like,
it's not personal.
Yeah.
Do you know what it means? That's not really.
But it still can hit you in the gut where you're like, oh, for God's sake.
I asked Alan because that particular person I blocked on my page and I blocked it on Orna's page. Orna wouldn't block him. And I was like, I'll just block. I was like, I can't deal with that energy actually coming through the phone. Can't be dealing with it. Go away from me. And, Alan, you said follow them and they follow you. But he's like, Alan, go on, message them and ask them to come on the pod. So you're welcome to come on the podcast. I would love to have you on the podcast here. Great crack.
Right, we'll leave trolling where it should be in the bin.
In the bin.
Come here, Michelle. Tell us a bit about your brand, because obviously you've been doing makeup for years and you've branched out now into your own products. And yeah, tell us a bit about that, because it's been doing so well.
It's just everything I've ever dreamt of. It's incredible. Because I've been working so hard for at least the last 10 years with trying to get the house and all that kind of stuff, I would have loved to go and do it by myself. And every year I used to watch these people going off over to Cosmoprof and all these big trade shows. And always, like, I would have had a bride on the Friday, Saturday and Sunday. And to cancel three people, which is really not in my nature. Like, yeah. It takes an awful lot for me to cancel anybody down ever. I never really got to go. So along comes Brendan in end of 2017. And he said to me, if you were to create a product, what would it be? Now, I'm a hun that likes a little Liverpool trip or Marbella or Ibiza or somewhere where you have a little short flight and you can get yourself glammed up, have the curling pin and you go out that night on a bit of a rave or a bit of a sesh, you know, Rahoo! I haven't heard that yet. So I said, I want all my favourite eyeshadows right in front of me, blusher, bronzer, highlighter, and I can just be full glam and out the door. And that's what we did. And the palette went absolutely just like life-changing.
It's mad, like, isn't it?
Life
how
changing.
A palette can do that, like
a palette.
Now, you were selling palettes at a palette.
I was selling palettes at the palette.
Palettes.
But there was a little element of like lockdown hit.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if
it's the right time as well.
I don't know if it was fortunate, but
no, it's meant to be. It's meant to be.
But if I had launched that in March and we had this big launch party and all this kind of stuff going, I would have gone straight back to work the next day after my launch party, and I would have worked flat out Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday for the rest of the year. All of a sudden, on the actual date that we were supposed to launch and have the party, the Taoiseach closed down the country.
Oh my God.
So what did I do for 2 weeks solid? How are you, lads? Held up my palette.
I remember that.
Did my makeup in every single colour and shade that was in that palette, and it absolutely walked and it changed my life.
It's mad,
but
isn't
that's
it?
Brilliant though. Like, do you know that kind of way? Because obviously,
I'm going to bring out palette.
There's so much.
I've been in her house. I'm bringing out a fucking palette.
You need to bring out a range with Pat McDonough and Supermax.
Oh, that's what you need, Alan.
I don't know. Sure, we love Supermax. Huh. The Corrigan slider or something. Do you know what I mean?
I thought you wanted to get a Corrigan slab. And I was like,
you're projecting on me, kid.
I'm telling you, Alan.
Or a Jaffa cake or a, what's the other?
Like, I'd love to use food. I think like things like that, like food and makeup and things like that. There's a lot with makeup as well. Do you know that kind of
thing? Yeah, makeup. Yeah, and you learn it all the hard way. And
well, you, right you knew.
Can
so
I ask
much
you
about
quick,
it, so.
So when did you get to know Brendan? Because I know, like, from looking in at your page and all that kind of stuff and having been at a couple of events, you're nearly like brother and sister. So when did you get to know Brendan? Or
I suppose he was always on the scene, and he was one of the first people that when I got the opportunity to work with RTE and I was going into Cork to do the Today Show, he always supported me. So
no
you
way.
Had to pay for the slot. you had to pay, I don't know if you should say this, but I won't say
a
the
few
amount.
Bob anyway.
A few us. Bob anyway, and a contributor's fee to me, which was like a fraction of the price. Jeez, RTE, won't you?
No.
That's a controversy in itself, isn't it?
Yep, I'm telling you, bye. Yep,
there was no account set up for you.
Yeah.
Was there? There's Ryan come by in the best part.
Barter accounts for Michelle.
Pallet accounts.
Pallet, yeah.
But he was the first person, and anytime I came to him and said, have you a new product launching or anything coming that I could show on TV? Mm. He always said yes.
Wow.
So I suppose, and he's a very clever man. Like, yeah. He started off with bloggers up the north or makeup artists up the north, worked with them. Pallet went huge. And then he was like, you're my ticket into the south. And I was, and I am. And yes, I would have loved to do it on my own. Like I was saying, going to Cosmoprof and all these different places to like develop my own products. But I just don't know what being a mother.
But you also probably clicked with him.
Time, and like, I've done it to the best.
See, there's benefits, yeah. There's pros and cons of each.
Exactly. Yeah. And I just clicked with him. And do you know what it is, right? And you're talking about Orna after, and Teddy's two, and she's only kind of, like,
yeah.
And she looked stunning at my launch party last week. Yeah, absolutely beautiful. I love her. She's a beautiful person. That it can take so long for you to find yourself after you have babies. And get back to that. Brendan is like the brother that keeps me young at heart.
Okay.
So he's like, come on up to Belfast, there's a launch party. And like, I'll always go to support him anyway, but it's kind of that element of like,
get you out the door, kind of like, nice
yeah.
And just feeling young. Like he'll never
You
age.
Are young.
I know I'm young, but still.
When you're in mommy mode, it's hard to feel young sometimes. Yeah.
You know, you have a baby.
Do you ever sleep all night?
Your boobs on your back, your boobs at the side, your boobs at the front. It's like your body just changes so much that you're like, the head goes out the window.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It takes until you start feeling that bit of sassy again.
Stella got her groove back, has she?
Stella got her groove back. And you know what the great thing is? Like, even my husband, like, he never makes me feel any other way other than beautiful.
Thing. Fabulous.
I know, some jawline, isn't there?
Oh,
I know.
Prince Charming there.
Oh. He's good with his hands, Michelle.
Oh, I'd say he bloody is.
He is, yeah. I see
how he's good with the hands.
Yeah. He's a good man for the orangery. Yeah.
Yeah. Use the precision.
I seen him drilling in your sitting room. One day. I remember
drilling?
Her husband was drilling.
Jesus, Kieran, is that kind of podcast?
No, he was putting up all the cabinets and all that stuff.
Sorry.
Dirty oak, yeah.
No, I'm not a dirty oh, maybe a little bit.
Yeah, no, he's a great man. He is
hot under the collar now. I know he is. Yeah. He's lovely as well. He doesn't know it.
No, he doesn't.
Well, I know he doesn't know. He knows he's not the looks like a back of a bus, but he doesn't.
And he also doesn't care to be the centre of attention or anything like that. And we go out all the time. We're out on Saturday night and people just gravitate to him.
Yeah.
You know, he's a
nice person.
Yeah.
Just good energy.
Just good energy.
Good. And I actually seen him on your page actually just tonight. It's very funny. I don't know where you were, but like you had the phone and you were going over. I don't know whether it was your uncle or something, but Mark, isn't it?
Mark, yeah.
Yeah. He was just in the back and he was just like bouncing. And I was like, look at him. He's just bouncing away. And Michelle's there with the phone. He's like, oh, you go do your thing. Do you know that kind of way?
He's
class. Like.
Oh, we were out at a ball the other night, but people like my social media and I love it. It's like I have best friends on it.
Yeah.
I have like literally a group of women that write to me every day, no matter what.
From
I
the
have,
start. Like, probably like as well.
Oh, from this, oh, literally from the start, from my cottage days when I lived in the cottage and I was on Snapchat with Hugo, like my little pal, and poor fella couldn't pronounce his words and we'd be howling. And all these women were with me. And if I have a show, like I do at Christmas, they'll all be there.
Yeah, they're brilliant, Michelle, aren't they?
They're the best pals.
They're brilliant, all them shows. They're absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
You get to meet so many people like
as well, like, you know.
Yeah, the Irish love.
You're like the Kardashians as well, aren't you? All the sisters. Ah, you are. You're really glam, like, you know.
Who's Kim?
I love it. Probably me.
I was going to say, yeah, you probably
now,
became, yeah.
If I was to pick myself.
Trish's dad, what's the mother's name?
Oh, Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a momager group.
Yeah. Have you?
Oh, yeah. She's totally on the ball. She doesn't know I'm here.
Oh, no way. Yeah, so Trish, a legend.
When I put up a selfie later on, she'll be like, oh, my God.
Oh, she's a legend. She's a legend.
Faves. Yeah, she loves
you. She's very, very funny. She's good.
Like, my mother just doesn't comprehend how people could troll.
I know. You. Yeah.
She does not.
Well,
she's,
I could kind of like.
Alan. I know it's a fake account. I physically dog you in now, but that's fine.
Oh, I take the head clean off you as well, so come bring it
I
on.
Know like, would, yeah, I know you
as
would.
My mother says, I have a tongue on me that would clip a ditch.
Yeah.
Oh!
Mammy to say that about me.
Sasha. Well, come here, we never even did our culture sayings. We got
we'll do them at the end. We'll do the agony yokies.
Yeah, well, we do.
I know, we'll go off then with the culture sayings at the end.
Yeah, but you could do a bit now while we're chatting.
I think we'll do the agony uncles. Or agony aunts.
Oh, Jesus.
Aunt and uncles.
You're the dom, are you?
Tonight,
yeah.
Yeah,
go on. Go on, Alan, you go to your one first.
Hold on, I'll get me out. I should have got an old iPad or something here for
yeah,
this.
Yeah, sitting there looking at the phone.
First one here.
You're so dramatic.
Oh, hi, lads. Anonymous, please. I've been going out with my boyfriend 8 years now. I'm 34 and all my other friends are married and I've still no ring. Poor creator's no phone yet. I've dropped loads of hints and has fallen on deaf ears. I'm mortified at this stage. We went on holidays to Paris recently. Had the shellac done and all. Was certain it was my time. What's his problem? Does he not have enough interest in me, or am I giving off desperate vibes?
Desperate vibes.
I love him, but marriage is a big deal for me. Help.
Don't be giving off desperate vibes like that. No.
Well, no. This person's not
the
saying.
Time
she's,
come.
She's asking, is she?
She's clearly marrying an Irish man because they are not in a rush. Yeah. I was pregnant on my second child, about to go into the rotunda, and I was like, get me a Jesus ring or I'll strangle you. I'm not going in there again for them to look at me and go, what surname will I put on the birth cert? I've... She's an Irish man. There's not in a rush.
See, I think ultimatum. Give an ultimatum.
Alan, you can't do that to somebody, force somebody into a situation.
Yeah, you
can. It's going to happen. You can drop an old subtle hint, but you can't.
But she's, this person said she's dropped loads of hints.
What's
our 5-year plan?
Do you like
marriage?
Do you like kids?
That happens a lot of people, though. They don't have that conversation and then, like, they're gone.
See, she needs to have a word with her father-in-law, or potential father-in-law, and say, look, will you have a word with your
son? You're really taking that out of the bedroom now, like going to the father-in-law, but keep it between the sheets.
You'd want a really good relationship
with
your father-in-law.
Or the mother.
Like, he could be a queer one, do you know? Like,
maybe he hasn't. Will you just marry her, will you? Will you just marry her?
Q-W-A-I-R, queer.
Oh, queer.
Queer,
yeah,
the queer
yeah.
owl.
Maybe
him.
Like, maybe Paris.
No, I'm saying to the listener. Because I always say that's a queer hawk over there. And people say you can't say that. So it's not queer.
You can't.
Well, see, I was waiting on the other fella, Peter. No chance. So then I just had to do it myself. That's different, obviously.
Now, lads, you'd be wearing your raging t-shirt over in Paris, wouldn't you?
And shellac done and all.
Imagine sitting there waiting the croissant, waiting for the ring.
And the twinkly lights are on the Eiffel Tower, and you're like, any minute now, Derby O'Gill.
You'd be hoping your seats on the Ryanair flight would be separate going to home.
Well, see, my advice would be ultimatum, or get someone else involved to give a little push along. Why are you jesusing at all?
That's not fair. You can't force somebody into it.
You can't have the conversation directly.
Exactly.
You
have the conversation, but you don't be involved in people.
That's still an ultimatum.
Imagine Peter's mother, Peter's father coming down to you now.
I told Peter's parents I was going to do it before I did it.
Did you?
Wasn't asking for the marriage. It was just giving the heads up.
You're real. Yeah. Harmless creature. Alan, will I read this one?
Well, sure, you're going to anyway, aren't you?
So basically, I don't even need to read that because it's actually very, very funny. So I'd say, this is my agony uncle thing, but for myself. So I need to, I don't need advice because it happens. I'm just going to tell you the story. Basically, Orna messaged me the other day in work, right? And she was like, it was like last Thursday or Friday. And she messaged me, Wednesday or Thursday, because I'm off Friday, sure. And she says to me, she's like, Kieran, I think I'm after being hacked. And I was like, oh, creator, what's wrong now? And she's like, I press yes on the iCloud for someone trying to access it. And she's like, I'm locked out now. And I said, wiped, Orna. Absolutely wiped, Orna. Why did you press yes? Blah, blah, whatever. Got home that night, Michelle, and having a conversation or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, I never got through to mammy all day, blah, blah, whatever. It ended up being, right, her mother was after getting a new phone, her phone broke, and Orna had set her up on her iCloud years back and never changed it.
So it's the same iCloud?
Yeah, and the one in the tree shop changed the password and everything, and Orna's mother now had 18,000 photos on her phone, Mickey picks the whole shebang, on her phone, on her phone and everything, 79 years of age, on her phone.
Your todger?
Yeah.
Your icon, my... Well, my todger.
I nearly fell.
Yeah, todger, yeah.
You todger? You todger?
Little todger.
No, my son's all have little. I'm like, ah.
Well, I fell through the floor in the kitchen. I said, get up to your mother's quick. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe she had her glasses on, please.
So what's your advice? What do you do about it, is it?
Run to the house and delete everything as quick as possible. But I'd love to know if you
did. Did you do that?
Well, I sent her up straight away. And do you know what? She comes back down. As harmless as to walk in through the front door, she comes back in and says to me, I said, Orna, did you delete everything? Did you get off to get the phone there? Well, there was 18,000 photos, so there's another 6,000 on it, but I think you're taking them there. And I was like, Orna, could be like, but I don't know, maybe they're gone, I don't know, but sure, look.
And you call me a dirty oak and you're taking pictures of your todger.
But don't tell me, Alan, you've never sent... need to keep it alive, like.
That's by the by, we're talking about you, not me.
You need to keep it alive, like. You know the kind of is, like, for next week, I'd love to know.
But that's keeping it alive now, your mother-in-law.
For next week, I'd love to know. Did you ever send the wrong message or something?
Here, can I just say one story?
I know all about you. Here we go. Yeah.
Now, I've heard this from three different stories, three different friend groups.
Right.
So this story has. So it's Chinese. Not saying it's true, but
it's gotten legs.
Yeah. There was an Irish couple getting married in Australia. great. There was bridesmaids over. So this girl, it was her best friend getting married. It was all great. Everyone was getting ready that morning. The bride-to-be asked her best friend to pass a message on to the groom and the groomsmen. So she went all the way over then to where they were getting ready in the venue in Australia. So she went into the room, the groomsmen, they wasn't there. Where's the groom? Oh, he's off down there chatting to his ma. And she went into the room. She didn't knock. And she...
Stop it.
She went in.
The rat.
And the groom was sucking the mother's tit.
What was she going to say?
No.
But like being breastfed.
No.
What? But I've heard this story a few different times from different people, so I don't know if it's true.
Oh, hold on. Go back now, because I looked at my phone there.
She went in and the groom...
No.
The mother-in-law. No, the wife. The groom's mother. The groom's mother went into...
No, the bridesmaid went in and saw the groom to be...
Being breastfed.
By his mother. Well, sucking on the mam's tit.
No.
So what they think it was kind of like, probably was breastfed till an old age, and then maybe it was a comfort thing rather than...
Here, have the titty before you go up the aisle.
Than what we're thinking. That just actually...
Alan, would you go away?
Alan, what did you do before your wedding? Jeez, no,
I
was bottle SMA from the get-go.
Fed is best. Doesn't matter if it's best or bottle. Fed is best.
Oh, that's a... Don't get into that now. You'll have people coming after you.
Alan, what age of the person was this?
Well, they're in their 30s.
No,
friends had heard the story of an Irish couple in Australia getting married.
Something else, the one there.
Well, obviously.
One for a divorce.
But what would you do now? Oh, it's actually the bridesmaid went back and told the friend and she called off the wedding.
Well,
did she?
Yeah.
If that had been me, I would have been
close the door, erase it from the memory and go back.
No.
Say no more.
I wouldn't get
involved in that because that's funny queer stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I saw nothing, but.
No, you have to. If you see imagine going down there and someone,
I can blame you after seeing your man, you're about to get married after sucking the buddy's tit.
Yeah, but I think that, I don't think I'd actually be able to vocalise that.
I think I'd fall down the stairs laughing that much.
On the wedding day. And what would you do if you went back and they wouldn't believe you and they said you were making up stuff and told you to get gone?
Michelle would roar in and go, mind the makeup, will you?
Yeah.
I'd say, let the sleeping dogs lie. I saw nothing. Sorry. I don't think.
I think if something is of a nature.
We might be cutting this out of the podcast, yes.
Maybe that's what they're into. But did the wedding happen?
No, she called off. You wouldn't scarf her back and told.
Imagine standing up in the altar and going, the wedding is cancelled.
Oh no,
he's upstairs stuck in the mother's titty.
Oh my god. Did he? I've not heard that word in ages.
Yeah, did he, yeah.
Stop. Where do we go from here now?
Where do we go?
Right, anyway, listeners, that's our agony uncle, agony aunt section. So any stories you'd like advice on, please send them in and we'll give you the top class.
Give
it
email
advice.
There on our socials there, man, as well.
Story now.
I know, yeah. Do crunchy scenes now, Michelle. If any good scenes, did you leave the listeners with now? Do you know that kind of way?
Oh, you guys get me going, maybe.
Right, one of them as well. Do you know if something happens, and you get into a situation and you're kind of mortified or whatever, and someone would say, oh, that'll tighten you. Do you know what I mean? Like, sure, you're mortified, you pick yourself back up, but you'll know again not to do it. It'll tighten you, like, do you know? Or something that'll soften your cough. Bring you down a peg or two.
You're a great man for them.
One touch the back of my throat.
Yeah. We've heard that one. I need to do something a bit more.
You love the Rahu, though, don't you?
I love Rahu.
That's kind of cool. You are Irish.
Yeah.
Joe, when you go into...
Just lick it off the
ground.
You
go into a room and you're like, Rahu! You kind of let a big roar out of you. Come on, let the party start.
You. That's my favorite.
Or do you know Vanessa Butler always does? Rula Boola. She does.
Yeah, she does. I'd walk out of the room if someone came in
shouting Rula
Boola. Oh, I love it.
Really?
It gets you going. Gets the giddy goose to get a hold of you. Like, you know.
Stop, Anna, will you? Loads of them.
I'm really harmless when it comes to
you. Harmless.
Harmless. There's one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pure harmless.
Go away. Oh, you're going me by.
Go me.
Yeah, I live in a wet in Port Leash and it was go me by. But like, great.
Harmless, gonna eat it.
You lug.
Yeah, my awfully aunts used to always say, gossin. You wee gossin.
Yeah, you gossin.
You gossin.
Yeah. That's amazing. That is loads. You go me.
I like that. You go me. Big go me heading
you. Big go me heading you.
You have a go me heading you.
A gom.
A gom. A gom bean.
Gom bean. You know, there's loads you could go on.
There's loads.
Send them all into us there, really.
I still can't get that story about Australia out of my head.
No.
Yeah, I'll not sleep tonight between the heat and that.
I'll be on the phone. I'll be on the phone on the drive home. Yeah, it's very, what's this air to water?
Yeah. Oh, an A2 rating.
A2 rating.
Kilt and up at the top room.
Oh, it's every year. I'll up on the third floor.
Up on the third floor and an A2 rating.
So you know you're real famous now.
What's
coming next?
What's coming next for me?
Yeah.
I don't know. Jesus, maybe we'll take this podcast on the road, will we, Kieran?
It'd be an idea, yeah. Need to make a bit of money because it's over, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know that kind of way? Like, I'm not doing it for the crack. Like,
what about you, though? Because I feel like you kind of know a lot about what everyone's doing.
For me, like,
it's time to monetize.
I don't know. Like, you know, like, I done my merch in the beginning, like, all that kind of stuff, and I really enjoyed it. Like, and we done it ourselves. But I think.
You lost your bottle with it.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. I have to say, like, you know, and there's one or two things come down the line and all that kind of stuff that I'm involved in, all that kind of stuff, but like, it's not mine, but I'd be involved in it. But I work about 28 to 30 hours a week. And like, then obviously I have Instagram and like, I'm just really enjoying the time with the kids.
Yeah, the ads are coming in for you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, nice. I'm signed and getting a bit of work and all that kind of stuff. Like, and I'm working as well. And like, I'm really enjoying.
You're not fully reliant
on it. Yeah, like, I'm kind of like, you know, I'm 50-50. I'm reliant on my job and I'm also reliant on Instagram. It's another kind of way. Yeah. But like, I don't know, my mentality's kind of changed. Another kind of, I would have been all in. Like, I remember when I was working prior to where I am now, that like, I would have been all in. I would have been like, you live and bread work. Yeah. Whereas now I'm kind of like, no, look, it's actually 50-50 and I'm really enjoying it and like spending time with the kids and stuff. And,
yeah.
Do you know what? I think. Look, at the minute, I just want to enjoy it. And then, like, who knows in, like, 2 or 3 years' time where I'll be or what I'll do. But, look, the mind is always going. Do you know that kind of way of stuff to do?
You are also known, though, for your merch. And
yeah.
And if you have your shows and that coming up at Christmas, you should have them there.
Yeah, do you know what I kind of feel like?
I want a t-shirt or a bag, but I won't touch the back of my throat.
Yeah,
I won't
touch the back of my throat. I think.
Oh, yeah,
I have mugs now coming for Christmas. Actually, I do have mugs coming for Christmas. I'm actually meeting the designer tomorrow. Actually,
pulling the form out there, and the mug's coming.
So yeah, I'll hop a mug off you. So well, there. So yeah, those coming. Like, but I'm not doing a lot of them. It's just kind of.
That's what you should write on one of the mugs.
Hop it off, yeah. Go ahead. Be careful of saying the mugs now, bro. Would you know?
Yeah,
we'll do a 2 cultures mug with it. Will we?
Yeah. Will we?
Yeah, sure, why not?
I'd say we'd come to blows over design it. Yeah. Kind of,
see, I'd have a good taste, wouldn't I?
You know, if I say a thing, it's something like, no, we won't say that, or something like, you're very dumb. Yeah. But it was the same in season 1, do you know that kind of thing?
But you're very rogue, so it works. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's a good way of saying it, Michelle.
And for you, Michelle, what do you see?
What would you like to do? Yeah. That's different. Now that you've got your groove back, as they say.
Like, I'd love to do maybe some form of swimwear. I feel like
we kind of lack
that.
That'd be really cool.
That's true, actually.
Yeah, for Irish women or mummies or, you know.
And any of the women that have brought out kind of clothing.
You know, it is true, actually.
People don't really cover the swimwear, do they?
Well, Sinead Curvy Style does. She's a beautiful range. She's a lovely range and it's a great sizing and, you know, it has its qualities and reasons for the shape of it all. But I think just over the summer, I was like...
But you've your idea as well, like, you know, that kind of way, and you see what your body needs and all that kind of stuff and everything.
One thing I've learned over the last 10 years is I was stopping myself from doing so much because I was worrying about who I was going to offend. And those days are kind of starting
to fade. That's why I stopped my merch.
I know, that's why I'm saying that to you.
That's why I stopped my merch because I was like, I was afraid who was offending and stuff like that.
First. And so what if this, now, please God, this podcast take off. Yeah. Flying, you're doing a few
shows or whatever, shows like,
and whatever. And
get your bit of merch to sell out,
get your bit of merch.
Yeah,
Michelle, I think you should do a podcast as well, Michelle.
Good. You think I should?
Yeah,
I would love to, but I feel like you do need a partner. So
up with someone.
Yeah, you see, I love Laura B, but she's in Mayo.
She can do it online or meet halfway.
It's not the same, though, Alan. It's not the same. Like, I agree. We could do the Zoom.
But you could do half.
No, you need to be together.
Do one every 2 weeks. Meet halfway, or one go up, one go down, or something. But I think
do how much
you've such a great personality.
I said to my sister actually today,
you've such a great personality, and you're a great talker.
Yeah, we've a producer here. If you're looking for a producer, there you go. But now we're in a
wide range of topics. I think you'd be brilliant on it.
And it's the whole, like, you know, you. Definitely tap into like the whole mammy thing as well and all that kind of stuff because there's not many.
Glammy mammy. That's a name for
glammy
you.
Glammy mammy, there we go.
Well, you know, if I wasn't a makeup artist, I would have been like the likes of a psychologist or a child psychologist.
You're very,
But you know, I'm shocking with a drink on me. Oh, geez, I have a drink on me. I'd be sitting down the back of the bus. We were on a bus on Saturday night coming home and Jesus, Mark's like, why do you go so deep with people? But it's kind of like with some people, particularly.
I'm like that, though.
Are you?
Yeah.
I go deep, very quick.
He's like, you're like a psychologist. Next of all, these big grown men are in the back of the bus crying, telling about their childhood.
But you're interested in people and their stories.
I'm so interested because sometimes you can see hurt or trauma on someone's face and it's kind of like, they might have a lovely life and lovely things around them, but it's like, well, why are you doing something like that? Like you're hurting your partner or you're a bit roguey or you're a bit wild or, you know, like I said, I was wild when I was a teenager, loved life and went and became a Mac girl and we were out Thursday night to Sunday night and just like anything that could be going on in Dublin, I was at. Like they used to slag me a Mac, like she'd be at the opening of an envelope. But there was also a little side of me as well that used to walk up through Mac and Brent Thomas and you'd see all these beautiful women and they'd all be at the fashion show on the first floor. And I was like, I really want to be one of them. And now I kind of am. So I was always looking at bettering myself and wanting to be more. And I kind of am.
But it's good to look up to people like that to see the kind of like, you know, I remember I read a quote a couple of weeks ago and I was like, how you, when you're in your room, like in your dressing room or whatever, and you're looking at yourself in the mirror and you're talking to yourself, remember your little people are watching. That's how they're going to talk to themselves. And like, I remember, I remember like a week ago that I was in the bathroom and I was saying something like, oh, I need to do this. I need to get my hair cut, whatever. Like, oh, I'm putting on a belly or that. And then I looked out and Landon and Bonnie was there and I was kind of like, no, shut up, Kieran. You're happy, healthy and alive.
Absolutely.
You know that kind of way. You'd be grand. Things. Orna, spice bag, ring it in.
Get rid of the, you can get rid of the bullock as quick as well. You'd be grand.
You know that kind of way. Exactly.
Be grand,
and
suck like, in you know, if not.
So. Stop eating off the childer's plates. Yeah,
that's the hard part.
Have three fish fingers for yourself and don't eat off. Like I have four plates and I'm like, oh.
I can't. So see, I'm all
fish
or nothing.
Fish fingers and a few beans.
I could be stuffing my gob for 3 days and then I'd starve myself for the other three. Even Zal's going to need kind of a better relationship. Anyway, we'll get in. That's another day's story.
Yeah.
Michelle, thanks so much for coming in.
Michelle. It's the teeth. Yeah. The lip is sticking to it.
The piano keys. Yeah. That's good. Sorry, your teeth are so nice.
I can just cut them with Lux there. Michelle, will you leave us out there with your saying? Let it off there. Go on.
Sure, look it.
Book it.
Oh, we've been the Cool Culchies. Thanks very much.
Boom. Boom.
Thanks so much for listening, guys. We'll be out every Wednesday on all platforms. So
we won't be out. The podcast will be out every
Wednesday. We'll be out on the podcast.
And will we get number one this season?
Jeez, you're obsessed with number one. Anyway, make sure to listen and share and like and rate.
And get us to number one.
Because it really gets us up higher on the podcast platform.
Thanks so much. Make sure to tell everybody and we really appreciate you.
Thanks a million.
Have I to do you again next week?
You're not doing me. You're recording the podcast.
Doing it next week.
Be careful with your words.
Oh, good luck, lads. Thanks a million. Thanks a million for tuning in. Actually, look, it's all about engagement, isn't it? And views.
This episode is brought to you by Montgomery Lifestyle. MontgomeryLifestyle.ie.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.